Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today's Tuesday. It's March 14th, 2023. It's 11:35 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. And before we go any further, Dan, I'm going to put his cell phone on here. The opportunity window is closing. Just saying. The opportunity window is closing. I'll listen to Andy Scheckman right now. That's right here. And Mike Adams. And he's just describing things pretty much the way I'm describing things to you. What's going on with the bond market and why the big loss happened. And why the key word that he's using, that I use, is contagion. This contagion is spreading. And it's going to take down the entire system. A lot of people just don't see it yet, but that's your opportunity. So millionaires, billionaires are in there buying gold and silver. And Andy's going to recommend silver over gold. And this other fellow, I'll show you when we go through the links, he's doing the same thing. Silver's most undervalued. It's 90-1 to gold. And whenever everything breaks loose, silver's going to go 15-1. So there's a windfall opportunity here with silver. I know if you're wealthy, it's clunky. It's not nearly as convenient as gold. But just imagine what happens whenever the war breaks out and they're using a monster box of silver for every one of those missiles, Tomahawk missiles. And they may be confiscating silver from people once that happens. So 90-1 that we have right now, that is unreal opportunity. Silver. Oh, down here. It's on page 23 at the moment. Stop right here. I know, Gary, you're really glad that he pulled the trigger last. See that right there? Cell number. That's Dan. That's his direct number at the company. This is his cell number that he totes around with him. And he says, you guys can call me 7 days a week. Call me anytime, 7 days a week. And then, from what I'm hearing, the phone will not stop ringing. With the silver that's available right now, remember, I told you last week and been telling you, we're in an opportunity window. And it's going to close, and it could close any minute. And this is 265. Gary got his for 225 over spot. And he was right at $20 last Thursday. And when we go through the links, I'll show you, it's around 22 right now. So the monster box that Gary's about to receive, it's already gained $1,000 in value over what it is right now, and that is going to continue to go up. And if it goes back down, great. It's an opportunity. Some people think, well, I'll wait till it goes. Yeah, that means you buy more if you have the resources. And everybody should have, even if you get just a little bit of small denomination silver, everybody should have some. You'll be thanking me when you do, and Dan, you'll be thanking. Whenever everything collapses, then that little coin that right now you get around for $25, the silver buffalo round, that's what I recommend from Dan. And it's the website says they're not available, but when you call them, you'll see they are available. Then each one of those coins can be worth hundreds of dollars later in the timeline. And whenever the silver to gold ratio changes, that can go up to an ungodly amount because everything's getting ready to collapse. It's not a regular traditional investment as it was for me for years. You know, decades ago when I used to play around with silver. I'm not selling any silver. I'm just buying silver. And at the day's going to come whenever you're going to look at it and wish you had, that you can get it around 20 bucks right now. So that's Dan's cell number right there. Load it in your phone. Get them on speed dial. The day's going to come whenever the website's going to say they have no buffalo rounds. And if you're not a customer that's already bought through Dan before, you're not going to be able to get silver. They're going to say, sorry, the waiting list is more than 30 days. If you've already bought silver from them before, oh, yeah, okay. There's going to be opportunity for people that have bought silver. That's going to happen. Okay. It's my little, oh, my goodness, something's happening right now. And so, yeah, seeds, that's what I was showing you yesterday. And guns and ammo, really important to protect your seeds, protect your silver, protect your fruits and vegetables and things like that. And I don't have the pages pulled up, but I end up ordering more supplies for gardening inside. That could be, especially if you're in Ohio, because you see what just happened. But apparently that contagion is spreading throughout the country too. So our outside air environment's being corrupted and we don't even know it. And we're going to plant our gardens outside, which I'm going to do. Garden's already prepped for that. It's just too early in the season yet. But whenever the threat is identified as we eat this and we have cancer-causing carcinogens, dioxins and things inside of our food, then it's what's on the inside that's going to become all of a sudden super important. What's in cans and what's on the inside. Okay. So first we'll look at Bonnie, I saw your email and you wanted me to comment on what's going on in Yellowstone and what's going on at the terminal end of quarter one and the convergence of quarter two. See, we're talking about this region right here. And when we go through the links, you'll see that something's happening here. Something's happened with Yellowstone. See it? See the quakestorm area? And there's been like 100 earthquakes that's taken place here over the last day or two. And these are the ones that are 2.5 or greater, and the ones the USBS is going to show us. You can see they're right at Yellowstone. And there's volcanic eruption warnings for this region, Alaska. And remember, I was telling you that the Aleutian Chain lit up way too early, way too early. Generally, that's happening. I'm reporting on week two. Usually, that's happening week 10. No, 2 months from now. And it's already happening. That's the surprise. And then along quarter two, right up through here, this activity, Mount Popo, these earthquakes are already wanting to erupt already. And inside the origination zone, they're explosive events, explosive. And we just rounded the corner. So this is the first six that we've seen. And this one's going to be a week three event. So the earthquakes didn't show up quite as rapidly as on previous orbit cycles. That's some of them, because sometimes we don't get a jolt in week two. But the volcanism is. So we've had five new volcanic eruptions every week for the last 5 weeks, which is the first time that's happened. This is going to be bigger. We'll see how big the number goes. But this is the region right here that's in my watch area for magma. Right now, those pretty big quakes at the elbow position of quarter two, just for in the absence of the 2.5s up to four. There's one 4.5 right there. This is just for the last 24 hours I'm showing you right now. And lower than average activity at Hawaii and a little more than average activity. A lot of these are in the right in the quakestorm area. It's just south of the southwestern corner of the island. It's wanting to migrate on shore. More on that in the full report. Here's one way that for way far south, quarter two, way far south on the way to Antarctica. That's been the pattern lately. In 2016, 17, and 18, all these quakes were scattered right across this line. Now, as the superplume gets bigger and bigger and bigger, it's pushed underneath Antarctica. Horn formations are popping up from the deep quake events. So it's further south. And further north, because the superplume is filling in every square kilometer of the transition zone. Then not much activity along quarter three. This is the aftershocks of what's already happened in Turkey. That's all I'm seeing at the moment. Magnitudes are going to continue. They're small right now, average magnitude. They're going to continue to go up as the Earth core heats more and the superplume expands more. Okay, I've got the averages in here, 2.6, almost 3. Look at last week, the difference between week one and week two. That's about the biggest difference that you're ever going to see. This is right at the outside orbit position at the 90-degree angle position. Similarly, but not quite as low, when we get around to week 26. That's when we're at the 90-degree angle position on the far side. And then we get a blast at almost 3. And it's really higher than 3, but this 10 right here is an anomaly. So I ended up chopping that number to be more realistic. Somewhere in the 2 or between 2 and 3 is likely what we're going to see for the 6 magnitude earthquakes. Then just over 30. This is the oddball. That number was left out. So I averaged 8 instead in the last 9 years and just left that value out. So based on what we've seen in recent history, then without this, you know, right around 28 is what we should see on the average. And because of the 53 and the 30 up here, it's pushed up a little bit. And then 270, that's the average. And these first two weren't even included, so I just divided by 7. And this was changed to 325. Just kind of do that to look for the real number, because this is an anomaly. So I'd like to chop these down. And if we had, you know, remember, there's a super, super low numbers in here sometimes, below 200. Sometimes they have to be modified too, because I'm really looking for the real number that's going to show up here. 270, that's 30 more than we saw at outside world positions. You see the decline. You see the 280, then decline to 240, now bouncing back up. This is right at outside world position. That's what we're supposed to see. And remember, that's not just for this cycle. This is the average for the last 9 years that we're looking at. So that's the outside world position, and then the pop-up in the week 2, which is when we get the jolt usually. And we'll see how things shake out moving forward. Now, the top article that we're looking at, a lot of additions. Bonnie, you were mentioning that this is a slow news day. I'm not seeing that at all. I'm sorry that all of them couldn't be used. There's actually a lot that's happening right now as the uptick period, as we're moving through this uptick period. And this is a very valuable lesson that I'm trying to focus on for this particular report. If you can't hold it, it's not really yours. That includes gold IRAs. IRAs getting ready to get killed. Pension plans getting ready to get murdered. If it's not in your hand, then you don't own it. Physical possession. And some of you guys are going to be shocked at how rapidly things are going to progress. And all of a sudden, we're going to go from 225. That's what the spot was whenever I last talked to Dan. 225. That was last Thursday. Now that number's going up. And it was 3-day delivery and 225. That's a number that I used to keep in my head all the time, because it's like an accordion. It expands. And as those premiums go up, the time to shipment, that's the number that they give you. It's going to be 3 days, or it's going to be 3 weeks, or it's going to be 4 weeks. And after they tell you 4 weeks, after that, they say, well, maybe you can get on a list, because I can't guarantee within 30 days I can't sell it to you. Oh, that's going to come, and it's going to come at the fastest pace. It's going to go from 225 to 3-day shipping to the fastest pace that silver is not available. Moving through this period we're going through right now, because millionaires are buying $1 million at the time. And they're ringing the phones off the hook of all of the precious metal people. Andy Scheckman, in his interview, you'll say he was answering the phone and taking orders through the night. That's what's happening right now. So if you're getting left out, then you're getting left out. And if you think you're going to wait and things go down, then you're going to wind up getting hurt on burned on the other side. If you're not going to get your resources, if you're going to let it sit in the bank, fiat dollars, and get wiped out, if you're not going to put it into precious metals, then what are you going to put it in? That's safer. And beginning of Mike Adams, I didn't have time to be able to watch it, but I skipped around a little bit. And he opened up his silver thing and showed you his silver and showed you his gold and things like that. Because that's like me showing you the seeds and the diesel and the water and trying to inspire people to prepare, for we see it coming. And that's what we're doing. And if you're not doing it, then it's not just talk. It's action. Maybe I should get a little bit of silver out and chink it out here on my desk or something and get people a little more. On the other side of what's coming, you're going to be really, really glad that you did. And this is what I'm going to be listening to later, if I get time. I've got that other project that I really need to get going on. Lots and lots of related articles. Are gold and silver the only ones who know what they're doing? And of course, that's silver and gold don't know what they're doing. It's the people that are getting their silver and gold right now out of the bank and into precious metals. And gold, silver, and lead, if you catch my drift. For the Fed, what happens today is more important than Monday's mayhem. So keep your eye on the Fed. They're destroying the system on purpose. They're trying to, apparently not to be obvious about it. Because Sunday could have been the collapse. We could already be on the other side of the collapse. But apparently their collapse, no, cancel. Apparently their collapse is being timed with Project Sandman execution and the destruction of the Navy carriers, and it's just too early for this to happen. But Andy Shechtman is making the point that these banks that have cratered, they're not the only ones that have invested in the treasury bonds. They're not the only ones. Others are scrambling right now to try to get out from to get the capital together, and they're trying to do it without being obvious. Because when you start selling those bonds from the treasury, which is safe haven, when they start selling them at a discount, then people start noticing, and then they're going, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God," and that causes a run on the bank. So the how obvious the crack coming crack. If it was obvious to everybody, everybody would be making a move, and everybody's trying to hide the banks. They're trying to hide the fact that they can't cover the losses. They're trying to sell without being obvious, because that triggers the run. And that's what everybody's trying to avoid right now. And the reason that the run isn't happening as we speak is because people are believing the lie that everything's going to be just fine. And every time Biden gets up there, he lies. Then it's not working. The Fed's emergency rescue plan has not ended the banking panic, and it shouldn't. Because the sooner you move, the better you're going to come out of this. The bank crisis has Democrats scrambling behind the scenes to find a scapegoat, that they're always playing the blame game. They're destroying America on purpose, and they're wanting to blame everybody else. The Federal Reserve just made an emergency decision that will fundamentally change banking in America forever. Talk about covering the banks, the depositors. Because there's how many trillions of dollars in the bank, in deposits? They can't possibly guarantee it all. There's no way. It's impossible. If they do that, then they have to print the money out of thin air, and that dilutes. So what's going to come out of this is more inflation until Project Sandman's executed and it becomes hyperinflation. So this is going to be a source of more money coming into the system to cover all the banks, so that they have the money for the companies that have accounts in those banks to pay their payroll and to do the things that they have to do. Otherwise, the entire system comes to a halt. So this is emergency measures. That's a good analogy that Mike Adams used, that a tourniquet, you know, the leg's been cut off and the tourniquet's been put on, but the patient is in extreme duress, extreme, extreme, extreme. Way more than is coming through on the lamestream media. So there's one here that the Fed was between a rock and a hard place. And that's an understatement. That's if you're looking at it as if the Fed's trying to save everything, but the Fed's destroying. What's going on under the surface is the Federal Reserve, the central bank digital currency. That's what's waiting in the wings to be the savior from this emergency that they've created. So you're in the process of seeing the emergency, how it's playing out. It's going to collapse. 100% for sure. It's going to collapse. It's a cascade. It's coming to a cascade. Right now you're hearing the term contagion. It's not going to be too long and you're going to be hearing the word cascade. Whenever you see that transition, your time to get yourself in a safe position is going to be almost gone. The cascade is going to happen. It's going to lead to failure after failure. Big banks and then little banks, because the little banks buy from the big banks. And one of these articles from Hal Turner shows that the banks are no longer interacting with one another. The swaps, the money that's going back and forth between banks, and a lot of that has to do with assuming risk for a cost, for a price. Who's willing to take the risk? And people are going to all of a sudden be avoiding the risk, and they're trying to go to safe haven. You can't go to bonds because the interest rates are going up, or are they going down? You see, everybody's in a panic of exactly what to do. Panic in bonds, the keyword right there. Big trouble in little banks. Who's paying the bill? Everybody's going to pay the bill, without exception. Everybody, because it's going to be paid through inflation. That's the bottom line. Then big trouble in little banks and buying panic in bonds, Bitcoin. Why anybody's buying bonds? well, they're paying now more because of the interest rates that are going up. In order to buy bonds, then you have to be thinking the interest rates are going to go down. Because if they continue to go up, what you're holding is going to have an inverse yield until you're underwater. I would not touch a bond for anything in the world. When they're just trying to destroy the system, among the people that are going to be the worst hit are the bondholders. So Bitcoin and bullion, which I wouldn't own one Bitcoin of anything. Bullion, that's the way to go for me. Then why the banking system is breaking up, and then the situation report with Andy Scheckman. I showed you that. That's Andy's been calling it right all along. And he's defending himself a lot of times because he's a gold guy. He sells bullion. Obviously, he owns a company. And so he's defending himself as if he's only doing it to, it's like me and nanosilver, because I make nanosilver. You think I'm just doing it? No, it's because people, you really need it. You really, really do. You don't see me doing a hardcore selling or anything like that anywhere on the internet. It's just for my supporters, you guys that keep up with me. That's it. I'm not out there. If I was really the hardcore selling, trying, you know, making every nickel I could on nanosilver, I'd be making videos on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, wouldn't I? But I'm not. If you guys buy it, you buy it. If you don't, you don't. But I'm prepping for what's coming with everything that I can do. After I make this video, that's what I'm going to run and do as fast as I can. And so Andy's kind of in the same boat. People think he's been issuing these warnings for a while. People that listened are in good shape because you have physical possession of silver that's in gold that's going up in value now. And then you're thinking, well, and I remember hearing from you, Gary, that I bought it at this and it went down. Oh yeah, Gary, we just hold on, wait and see what's going to happen, because you're going to be really surprised, and what your silver is going to be worth many times more than what you paid for it, whether you got it at 25 or you got it at 20, and whether the premium was 650 or 2, it's all going to be worth more. So I highly recommend that video. Then investor who called the Lehman collapse predicts the next big U.S. bank failure. This is Robert, how you say his name? Kiyosaki. Really, really smart. I've been listening to him for a long time. He was doing gold and silver when silver was $5 and gold was $50. And he's holding them up. He says, you know what? They didn't get any smaller. So he's been doing it. He's just grinning. And he's still stocking up at the dips on gold and silver, which everybody should be doing. Makes a lot of good points. If you haven't seen him yet, I highly recommend that you see him too. That's why he wasn't just pushed in down here with these guys. And then yields and financials in free fall amid haven flows on bank failure fallout. Oh, there's a whole lot of related stories to this. Bottom line is get out of the fiat dollar and into gold and silver. And like everybody's saying, don't close all your bank accounts. Just expect that what you're having the account to pay your bills and everything is that you can lose that. Be willing to lose it all the time. And every day that you still have it, then that's a good day. For the day is going to come whenever all of a sudden you're going to go to your online account, you're going to try to use your card or something, and it's not going to work. The money's going to be in there, but your bank is going to be insolvent, and they need you, your funds, in order to stay above water and to operate. That's the way it's going to happen. Then, let's see. Silicon Valley Bank sued by shareholders for securities fraud. We'll see how that goes. And then, flash, interbank liquidity almost completely frozen. They won't lend to each other. That's a big, bad warning sign right there when the flow between the banks, it's measured. You know, how much it is in millions and billions and whatever, it's going to zero. People are freaking out. Everything's freaking out right now. Those that are just listening to lamestream media, they're going to get killed because they don't recognize the threat. The train's coming. We're standing right in the middle of the tracks. It's coming. The light's right in our face. It's getting ready to blast us. And the lamestream media is acting like everything's okay. So those of us that are reacting, those of us that have already been getting your silver, getting your commodities, getting your guns, your ammo, then you are smart. And you got everything at a cheaper price, because everything, the prices are going to escalate so rapidly, it's going to make your head spin. Yeah, bankruptcy soar across the EU. So that's happening here in the United States. Mortgages, cars, anything that requires a loan, the startup companies failing, discretionary income wiped out. This is what's happening. At the fastest rate, bankruptcy soar across the EU. At the same time, Mediterranean illegal alien foreign national crossings more than doubled in the first 2 months of 2023, just like here in the United States. So we're under assault by the lettered agencies, including the DOD. And Marv, you sent me an article that the DOD is going to go against the cabal, and that they're going to, you know, secure America for freedom. And that's hopium, brother. That's hopium. The lettered agencies, the woke-tard military, they're weaponized against us, just like every lettered agency. There's DOD, FBI, CIA, FEMA, doesn't matter who they are. They're all weaponized against us. That's why the nation's being flooded with illegal aliens. And that's why we see the collapse happening. It's happening already all around us. We just have to wake up and realize that's what's happening. Then over there on the EU side, 10,000 Dutch farmers protesting the government. That's like over in France. And it seems like the demonstrations, the protests are bigger than what they're being said to be. Not for nitrogen emissions. Most of what we're breathing in, breathing out is nitrogen. You guys know that, right? Very small percentage is actually oxygen. Then U.S. banking contagion spreads to Asia. So one of these companies, and it's here somewhere, one of these companies exposed by the big bank that fell over in California, $250 million of that was Chinese company, one singular Chinese company that is being hit. So U.S. banking contagion spreading. And then ex-U.S. officials suggest U.S. destroy Taiwan chip plants. I know. This is like a video game, where World War III is trying to come, and what do you strike next, you know, with the game. But it's real. This is what they're considering. So that China, but the United States would not ever want to try anything that's like that. U.S. officials suggest destroying the chip plants so China can't have them. This is like a guy that has a girlfriend that he doesn't really, really want, but he doesn't want anybody else to have her either. And then he's willing to shoot up the bar or whatever. Taiwan braces for the total blockade. Now, this right here is one of the most important stories. This should have maybe been turned around, but this is the one that has the threat, and it includes the U.S. This one is the one that says that Taiwan's bracing. So if you've been listening to my reports, that's what I've been saying, is that as Taiwan senses China's threat getting closer and closer, and the headlines, you can see it, we should superimpose that onto USA, because Taiwan, they're going to get, China's going to get Taiwan without firing a shot. They can, because they're going to take down the United States. And Taiwan's depending on the United States, like Saudi Arabia was depending on the United States, and now Saudi Arabia is depending on China and Russia and BRICS. So if Taiwan would wake up, which I think they are awake, they're playing this game. They know that they're going to wind up in BRICS. They know. Would you rather make semiconductor chips for 7 billion customers or 1 billion customers? Would you rather make it for BRICS that's on the up, or on the petrodollar people that are going down into the drain, circling the drain right now? So they just haven't. This is propaganda, if you ask me. And Taiwan is much better off joining BRICS. They should do that right now. Maybe all the elite, the globalists sitting together, figure that's not good for the narrative. But that's what Taiwan should be doing. The idea that the United States is going to blow up their biggest source of income just so China can have it, what does that do for the people in Taiwan? That is not a healthy relationship that they have with the Americans. That they should be able to realize that. Then, here at the home front, Portland homelessness crisis spirals out of control. Well, what do you think is going to happen? You have illegal aliens flooding in by the millions and billions, and nobody's enforcing the law so that employers can hire them. Three illegals for the price of one American. You don't have to insure anybody. If one of them loses an arm or leg, you go get another one. If one of them dies, go get another one. Not the same with Americans. Far, far less risk using illegals if nobody's going to enforce the law. Chances are the illegals you're hiring, they've got cell phones, they've got food stamps, they got everything given to them by the government already. And the government's going to reward you for hiring them, probably. So what happens to the general population? They are competing more and more with the illegal aliens that are making way less than what they should be, and then the Americans wind up living like this. And the illegals wind up living 20 in a house. 20 single males living in a house. Over in Bermuda, I mean, I was a legal worker there. I had a contract and everything. But we were seven Americans. Well, five of us were Americans. Two were, one was from Jamaica. One doesn't matter. But we were there making lots and lots and lots of money for laying blocks and being carpenters and things like that. But generally, that's the way things work, is lots of people living in a single house. And I know from Florida, in my experience and working with hundreds of illegals, that's what they do. Whole bunch of people in one house. And the Americans wind up on the street just like that. So what do you think is going to happen? This is a symbol, just look at the picture, it's a symbol of the decline of Western society right there. And I just showed you the illegal alien invasion is happening in EU just like it is in the United States. It's all controlled. Controlled demolition. San Francisco's homeless costs, $16.1 million. And there was another related, I was thinking, I must have missed one. Then, Brenda, you sent this in earlier this morning. Skunks found dead in Metro Vancouver had avian flu. I think maybe they were eating the, thinking they were eating the dead birds. But that's more mammals that are perishing from the avian flu. Could be a sign of bad things to come, particularly if it's been weaponized. Which, if you're sitting in the position of the House of Rothschild, eventually you play that card. And the weaponized virus, you know, the influenza form of virus, H5N1, that's a good one. That's part of the triple recombinant swine flu from 2009-2010. That was part of that recombinant strain monster that was the Spanish flu without two amino acids assembled. Allow AI to reassemble those amino acids and you have the Spanish flu. It killed 50 million people. Then, let's see. If you can't hold it, it's not yours. These are the primary articles. This is where the source of where those stories came from. Late in the day on the 13th. Gold and silver are the only ones that know what's doing. I'm a firm believer in silver. Myself. For the Fed, what happens is more important. This word right here, mayhem. So we are transitioning from chaos to mayhem even before the activation of the biological weapon. This is a word that I expect to see more and more, replacing chaos. Mayhem. On the other side of mayhem is pandemonium. It's when everybody's in reaction mode and the whole world's falling all around us. We haven't reached that point yet, but we're coming into the mayhem part. It's not working, the Fed's emergency plan. It's Michael Snyder. And the Democrats are going to play the blame game while they're destroying America with the assistance of the rhinos on the right. The uniparty corrupt politicians are destroying America, what it boils down to. Federal Reserve just made an emergency decision. This is the covering of the depositors. They should not be doing that. Everybody's going to pay. So who's paying to bail out? The answer, you are. All of us. Those of us that have our resources, we have our pumps and our water and our tanks and our diesel, your inverters and solar panels and your food, then you're paying less. Those that are getting ready to start prepping, you're going to pay way more. for what's happening right here. So why the banking systems are breaking up? Maybe this should be, maybe that should be the thumbnail for this video. This collapse, this is a collapse. Like I said, contagion, and then it's going to be cascade, full collapse. Investor who called Lehman collapse. Yeah, this is the video I was telling you about. I'm going to finish listening to that video. It was interesting to me that Neil Gavuto was saying that the bonds are in great shape. Neil, go out and buy yourself a bunch of bonds and see what happens. And so long as if the Fed turns around, if they call it the pivot, if they turn around and start lowering the rates, then you're going to be good. You buy at the peak with your bonds, and you know things are going to be okay. But if they're destroying the United States dollar on purpose, the Fed dollar on purpose, that means that if for every bond you buy today, and every time they raise the rate, and they've said they're going to raise the rate at least two more times, once in May and once in June, they said, that's from what I saw. They do that, then the value of your bonds is going to go down each time they raise the rate. You don't want to do that. Yields of financials in free fall. Silicon Valley Bank sued by the shareholders for securities fraud. We'll see how that shakes out. This is the banks aren't leaning to each other. So this is at the high point, and this is going down towards zero. This is Trump names the country ripe for regime change, and that'd be the United States. Except for, that would require an act of Congress that's corrupt and working with Biden to destroy America. Bankruptcies soar across the EU. Illegal alien foreign nationals, they're pouring in, and it's just going to get worse. And from nations that are in collapse. So the collapse is already happening globally. And the food supply, and the ability to buy fertilizer, food supply, and energy, and you name it. So lawlessness is spreading everywhere in the whole world until it's the cartels, it's the gangs, it's the warlords that end up running everything, which means people have to flee. They can't grow a garden if they can't be secure on their property. And so whenever they have to run away, what are they going to do? Oh, Biden said we could come to America. Oh, we can go to the EU. And that is like piling more people onto the Titanic. This is the 10,000 Dutch farmers. Seems it's like as long as they're protesting, as long as they're staying behind the barriers and they're waving flags, they're not going to get anywhere. I don't think George Washington won our liberty by this method. George Washington did it by, taking on the enemy. U.S. banking contagion spreads to Asia. And destroying the chips, destroying the Taiwan chip plants. Oh, my goodness. Braces for total blockade. The United States should be preparing. Portland homelessness. Skunks. You know, like the ferrets. And then earth changes. Major shows the volcanoes, Alaskan volcanoes. This is happening. I expected to be reporting on this in late April, early May. Not in the middle of March. Large earth swarm, Yellowstone. Chasm rise area. So we're moving toward the black star now, coming around the corner. Magnetic portal connection is getting shorter. Electromagnetic energy is increasing inside the earth. The earth core is heating up. Superplumes growing. Those horn formations are pushing up, 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 up. And it's pressurizing the magma that supports the crust. And that pressurized magma, the more the deep harmonic tremors we get, the more shaking we get of those horn formations. And that rattles everything loose. The hotter magma is deeper. And as soon as that magma starts to rise from that cavitation, the shaking of those horns, when it starts to rise, it starts to decompress, and it begins the effervescent chain reaction. So it's like popping open that champagne bottle globally. And so this is a little canary in the coal mine we're seeing. It won't be long after you see this activity with Yellowstone that you're going to see the activity pick up in Hawaii. The magma is already rising and it's pushing along underneath the Pacific Plate. It just hasn't reached the channels that were created by the last series of events, moving through the last uptick period. That's going to happen. That the law of economy is going to take over with the magma, and everything's going to become increased. So the river of magma put that's burning the underside of the Earth's crust is going to get higher and higher and higher. Earth temperature is going to go up. And no matter what's happening with the polar vortex, that's, I know the air masses have people confused to think we're going into a mini ice age. We're not. So that's the pattern that I see happening. And moving through this Earth tinge uptick period, we are going to come into alignment with the black star on the 29th of May. Highly recommend. And this is not where I was. I pulled it forward to hear a little bit of what Andy was saying. I was still way back here in that update report. People are believing the lie. At least they were. Uh-oh, not as much. People are starting to... Up here, they're believing the lie. 400, 500 points up. Now, this could easily be a losing day. Easily. We'll see. It's around $22. Yep. We passed the 22 threshold. And we were up to 2208. Now it's going to hover right around 22. And it was still 2162 overnight. For those of you that were able to make your purchase. But look at the 5-day. You can see that this is where we were. This is gravy train for Gary last week. And then now we're $2. So everybody that got your nano silver, that you got your silver last week, for every monster box that you got, then it's worth $1,000 more this week than it was last week. And that's going to continue to go up. At some point, it may, if the four big banks that own the silver short position want to get out from under that more, they'll push it down. It's difficult for me to see how they can possibly do that at this point, because if the kabillionaires that are getting their money out of the bank and calling up every silver supplier in the world to get as much of the silver and gold as they can. So it's difficult for me to see how this is going to turn around moving forward. The earlier you get in, the better on that too. Biden hints at national transgender law. I'm like, this is the queers and all of that. Romans chapter 1. If there's ever any doubt about my feelings about any of this stuff right here, Romans chapter 1, Apostle Paul, start at verse 18 and read to verse 32. 32 sews it up. Those that do these things are worth, not only are they worthy of death, but they give hearty approval of, this is the hearty approval part, coming from the feds, the federal government, our government. That's an official thumb in the eye of the Christian, of God-fearing, gospel-believing, God-fearing Christians. Air raid sirens in Ukraine. Russian strategic bombers take off. So things have been escalating, as you can see. And now China and Russia are more joined at the hip on the war effort. Russia sacrificing mercenary forces is live meat. You need to be, if you're going to be a merc working for Putin, you have to be really careful, because nations are ridding themselves of undesirable elements. Oh yeah, you can work for us. Come on in. Yeah, we're going to pay you really good. We're going to pay you sky high prices. Then they put them in the meat grinder and they're killed. You don't want to be part of the meat grinder. It's literally live meat. And that's why I've been characterizing the meat grinder, for ridding yourself of undesirable elements. I'm expecting that to change to another level. My feel so far, if I was to guess, this is not going to be the final orbit cycle. There are things that I'm not seeing yet. I'll give more information on that in the full report coming out on Thursday. My gut feel is that we're going to have another orbit cycle. So far, I'm on the fence, 50-50. Don't want to rule it out yet. And the black star can fool you. It can fool me. It's God's stuff. So I prepare every May if it's going to be this May. And if it doesn't come, sigh of relief and have another year to prepare. U.S. government made duplicate payments to Wuhan lab. I thought, that's what the paperwork's going to say. I'm not buying this for 1 second. Potentially losing millions of dollars. No, that's the way this works. That's the way that you increase the payoff. The money that we're sending to Ukraine, there's a payoff. There's a kickback. That it happens every day as part of normal business. And so if we pay you twice, the corrupt politicians, the all the way up the food chain, the fascists, their fascist counterparts, they say, yeah, we're going to pay you twice, but we're going to keep half of it, and then we want our kickback from your half. That's how corrupt the system is. And then if we get caught, then we're just going to say, we got double billed. 94 illegal alien foreign nationals apprehended at the U.S.-Canada border. Those are the ones that they stopped. This is what they're not just coming from south. From the southern border, northern border, eastern border, western border. They're flying in. They have student visas, guest worker visas, all kinds of visas. And once they're in, they're in. Nobody goes and looks for them. Biden budget. So the numbers are way worse on the illegal alien invasion than you're ever going to see. Way worse than they ever are. That's going to be reported. Because the guest worker program, they always burst the quotas. Always. It's last I looked, it was 1.5 million guest workers brought in every year. Not including the ones that are already here. 1.5 new workers from overseas. And they always bust the quotas. They're always too high. And the ones that overstay their visas, nobody cares. Biden budget would grow ATF 50% larger than the Obama administration. So you can see what they're trying to do is they're trying to separate you from your guns. And the gun registry, the ATF zero tolerance policy and all that, my recommendation, you guys should know, Rex. Have a Rex in your life. A guy that's Rex is like perfect. He's a detective. He's a former detective. He's retired military. He was a gun instructor. He knows everybody. Everybody knows Rex. And no matter where you go to a gun shop, you go to a pawn shop, everybody that I've asked knows who Rex is. And his family is still law enforcement. And he knows what a clean weapon is. And that's all he deals in. And it's almost, if it's not new in the box, it's almost new. And that's, you deal with people like that. That's your insulator type of situation. And he'll give you the best advice on everything. So if you're here in Northwest Arkansas, then I can help you get connected. Everybody should have one though. So the best way you're going to find somebody that's like him in your area is through the bargain radio. Search around on use DuckDuckGo and search for radio bargain, it's going to be AM radio, the bargain line. That's what we have here in Northwest Arkansas. That's how I met Rex. And listen to it and make the phone call, call the person. And eventually, whenever I met him, he had just a little 22 handgun or something. And then come to find out, when I found out who he was, he could get anything. So use those back channels. Highly, highly recommended that you do that. And you buy ammo with cash and things like that. And you get around all this here, what the ATF's trying to do. And have your sheriff, your local sheriff, help him get elected, and then make your presence known. And have him on speed dial too. And anybody, ATF or anything, shows up at your door, first thing you do is you call the sheriff. Okay, Jeremiah, he took his money out of the bank. He got himself some more gold. This guy has a lot more resources than I do, which most of them, the guys you listen to, Mike Adams, whoever, all of them have more resources than me. That's why I tell you about silver, but these guys here buying gold and this and that. He's listening to this young fella, and he's going to give some people some pretty good advice. I wasn't able to listen to the whole thing. Then this is ages 11 to 14, six suspects that are beating a woman unconscious in a brutal attack. You have to be very watchful. The threats are growing all around us, and it's not just men. It's not just bad guys. It's groups of boys and girls. But the friends, so I have a lot of people that work for me down in Florida as a contractor, and what they would call these kids are jitterbugs with a gun. And I can't tell you how many times that my guys, my mason foreman, and my laborers, whatever, were ripped off at convenience stores by a jitterbug with a gun. They'd come in and their face, side of their face would be black and blue. What happened? Jitterbug with a gun. Pistol whipped him and took his money. Bank runs have begun. Wells Fargo leaves millions of Americans in lurch at worst possible time. The Epic Economist is on the ball. I highly, highly recommend him. And then the last time, oh yeah, get your money out while you can. Just the common theme for everybody that I'm looking at. Common theme. Whether it's Mike Adams, whether it's Brad, whether it's Epic Economist, all telling you the same thing. Is to get the heck out of the fiat dollar. You know, leave something in there to pay your bills and things like that. So you can use your card to make your online purchase or, you know, whatever you got to do. I did that this morning with more gardening clips and things to put on the wall so I can grow inside. Stuff like that. And these, I got these, they're glass balls that have a long neck on them that you fill with water and then you stick down in your plant. I wanted some of those. Whenever I saw them, I go, man, that looks like a good idea. Make my job a little easier. Have, I think, all the grow lights that I need now. Subscribe. Hope you could become a subscriber. It's right here. $25 per year. You get a copy of my book, The Mystery Explained. You get a Dropbox folder link, notification email. You get to write to me at the special email address set up supporters. You can use Zelle. You can use Cash App. If you do, write to me right here. Let me know what you want. The best, easiest, safest way to go is PayPal. I know a lot of people don't want to use PayPal. You can write to me right here and get a P.O. box. You can send a check, money order, silver, seeds. People barter. They send all kinds of stuff. Happy to work with you and try to help you the best way that I can. If I'm a little slow to get back to you, I'm rushing around prepping. I should be showing you pictures tomorrow of what I've started on. We've got so much food. I need to build two pantries in the living room. I know. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But that's what's needed. And to create the space that we need to make the living room into something else. Can't even use it because all the stuff is piled in there. Or stacked. I'm making it sound worse than it is. We even have shelves that I've had to try to organize that stuff. Still on the floor. They have to be put up. So, work has been put off way too long. So between the plants and that's what I'm spending my time on and the prepping. And Gary and David are going to be here to do what we should have done last cycle in the fall before we knocked off for the winter, testing the power, which was tested when I was out of power for 3 days. But we're going to test all that and make sure everything's in order and then test the water system. I'll get you video or I'll get you images of that as that's going on this Saturday. Appreciate your support very, very much. If you don't have to be a supporter, get your Nano Silver. Use the section right here. You can get it for yourself or anybody that's in the world. Well, anybody that's in the United States for these prices. If you're international, there are international prices that are down there if you want to ship overseas. I'm happy to take care of all the customs and get it all processed and shipped. And then if you're a supporter, you can use the section right here and you can order for yourself. You can order for friends, family. As long as it's inside the continental United States, this is what the rate is, even Alaska and Hawaii. International supporters, right here. And that's pretty much it. And one more time, this is this page right here. Before I go, I want to show it to you one more time. Page 23. Right here. This is the guy that I would be calling. Right here. This cell number right here. Tell them Terrell Croft sent you. Dan, how you doing? You guys are pretty busy, aren't you? So how much does it cost for me to get a this or that or the other thing? How much is the premium over spot? Is it still $225? Terrell said it was $225 because it could be up to $325 by now. Just ask him what it is and he'll give you all the instructions. He'll mess with you, talk to you. I like him. And that's the number I would call to get something into small denomination silver, which I recommend right here, the Buffalo Rounds. It was $225 whenever Gary got it last week. But they got all kinds of stuff. 10-ounce silver bars. It was $225. Maybe it still is. That's going to go much higher later. That's my report that I have for you for today. Get more information right here at... Oops. That was the wrong button. My apologies. That's the old browser they used to use. This is the Brave browser. And I like the Brave browser. See the little Brave lion thingy right there? I really like it. Appreciate you guys sending that to me. Appreciate your support again. Get more information here at Terrell03.com. Have your friends watch this special report video. A lot of people believing that the biological weapon threat is over. It is not over for certain. And whenever the biological weapon is activated, there's going to be no more USPS deliveries. So get, while you can, get your silver, get your nano silver, get your food, get your ammo. And I hope that you're starting. I'll give you more updates on the seed thing. What's going on with the seeds and the transplants and stuff in a later report. Appreciate your support again. Get more information here at Terrell03.com. I'll see you on the next Black Star Update report.